This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. Today, Russia's offensive in eastern Ukraine making slow and steady progress. Troops are getting closer to fully taking over a key strategic city that might enable the Russians to control the Donbas region. That's the industrial heartland of the country. Hope not lost for Ukraine, but is Russia bolstered by decreasing focus on Ukraine by the West? Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a CNN Global Affairs analyst. I spoke with him along with my colleague Brian Ping. Aaron, do you think Russia gaining more control of the Donbas, earning a strategic victory, could reinvigorate the West, actually, to pay more attention here, an added sense of urgency?
I don't know. You know, a lot of this is opaque, to tell you the truth. I mean, neither the Russians nor the Ukrainians have enough equipment or people, you know, to carry out a sustained advance in the Donbas. Ukrainians were able to push the Russians back out of cities like Kharkiv, but that's now stalled. And the Russians are falling back on a familiar tactic, which is pulverizing the opposition and urban areas and villages with long-range artillery. So I don't think the Russians have the capacity basically to assert their control over the entire Donbas region. This conflict is going to come down to the following. Side that wins is not the side that has a victory in this battle or not. Severodonetsk, for example, the city over which the two sides are fighting not. Side who's going to win is the one who can outlast the other politically and with enough material and man and woman power over the long run. And this is going to be a slog both for Russia and Ukraine. Even with the assistance of the West, Ukraine is still going to have major difficulties in trying to sustain its confrontation with Russia. It's a smaller country, maybe the second largest country in Europe. It's not Russia. And Russia is going to have increasing difficulties with morale and logistic difficulties with their own military forces. So I imagine a lot of what we're seeing in Donbas, you're right, are incremental Russian gains, I think, with the inability to follow up in any clear strategic manner.
So then it's going to take sustained support from the West. Do you think that the countries are losing interest slowly? Can we keep that up?
Well, you know, it is interesting. Nothing in America, they say, lasts for more than 15 minutes. And I'll tell you, I see a lot more Ukrainian flags still than American flags. I think that the prospects for Ukraine turning into a money pit, particularly in the run-up to the midterms, I don't know how many additional $40 billion packages, not just arms packages, it takes $5 billion a month to sustain the Ukrainian government with financial and economic assistance. I don't know how much patience public opinion will have for Ukraine. Right now, it's still pretty high. And Putin, frankly, has created what no American politician could, a fleeting moment of bipartisanship where you have these aid assistance packages basically sail through Congress. You had 50-some Republicans object to the last one. But as you get to the midterms, seems to me the far right of the Republican Party and maybe even some progressive Democrats will become a little less happy, particularly given the prospects of the recession here, of pouring a lot of money into Ukraine without seemingly much in the way of returns.
There's growing criticism of Ukraine that while it is touting its victories, it is staying pretty silent on its defeats, and it's not really, letting some people that are, investing into it, like the United States, really know the whole picture of what's going on. Of course, this damages U.S. interests, but you also didn't think it would have to hurt Ukraine in the long run as well.
No, it is true. I think there's a certain opacity. We're not hearing much about Ukrainian casualties, a lot about Russian casualties through the Ukrainian ministry, various Ukrainian ministries, but not much about, and you can understand why. I think Ukraine's losses, both its economic losses and its losses of manpower and the extent of the destruction, is still not fully known. And it would not surprise me if the 250,000 military forces that comprise the Ukrainian military, that their losses have been roughly 10%. That could be anywhere up to 25,000. And those are just killed, not counting wounded. The Russians' casualties are substantially more than that. We've heard reports 35 to 40,000. I think you're right. I mean, you can't have, in this sort of relationship, intelligence shared as a one-way street. And that raises the whole question of how this ends. And at what point does the United States have a sort of heart-to-heart talk with Volodymyr Zelensky about what he feels is the end game here? Putin is not interested in negotiating. That's the real problem. And I think Tolstoy said it better than anyone. The two strongest warriors are time and patience. And I think that the side that has more of time and patience is the one that in the end may well will out.
Aaron David Miller, Senior Fellow, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, CNN Global Affairs Analyst. Ukraine's National Police Chief says officials are investigating the killings of 12,000 Ukrainians nationwide in the war since the Russian invasion began in February. Authorities in Kyiv showing reporters several victims whose hands have been tied behind their backs, some of them found in a green Ukrainian forest. Birds were singing. Workers in white hazmat suits conducted an exhumation of a mass grave behind a trench for a military vehicle. Russian military also claiming it's destroyed weapons that the U.S. and Europe had supplied to Ukraine. No immediate comment on that from Ukrainian officials. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.